Come on. Yeah. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, making it cool to be a conservative. You're right. That's my favorite. Boomer knows it. He literally said to me right as the bump music came on, he goes, "Here comes your favorite." I was like, "Yeah." Black Crowes, shake your moneymaker. You had a text you were going to read me. What was that a minute ago? You said we get back.
So there was a text from Brandy from Owens Crossroads.
Yeah.
And she brought up a good point. Is there any way to appeal the redistricting?
Oh, you mean like if conservatives don't like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the Democrats. So
right.
The same thing could actually be done. So here's the way it's going to work. Let's say the lines get drawn, and just for instance, let's say the Alabama Republican Party feels like it has been disenfranchised unfairly in the ability to gain Republican votes. They're going to have some grounds. You can't just say that by party you're going to do it. Here's what I would bet would happen behind the scenes. I bet they would find a plaintiff or three who'd be willing to say, "I'm a white voter," or "I'm a Hispanic voter." And I feel like that the way this has been done has now disenfranchised me, just the opposite of where I was before. And that'll be a real hard push, all right? I'll be honest with you. That'd be an uphill climb because it's not likely that would prevail, because it's not like white people have been the minority and been oppressed and had to go through the Voting Rights Act and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. But then you have to look at, are there other technical difficulties? Did they draw the lines unfairly? Are they unbalanced? Did they not meet the right percentages? Have they disenfranchised, I don't know, female voters, Latino voters? Where does it end? I don't know. So to answer your question, Brandy, yes, there is a way to do it. I think the likelihood is that it will not. The real job for us right now is to scrap for, during the legislative process, to scrap for what we believe in is the best, hope for the best, and then see what we get. We'll more to come.
Yeah.
More to come. Hmm. Lots of other text messages. My gosh, what just happened? I tell you what, before I got this segment, though, man, this first story out the gate on this next dipper is going to curl some hair, and I know it. But I'm gonna read some text messages first. What have I got over here? Daryl from Tony, talking about the situation in the Wagner Group in Russia. He says, "Colonel, he left a division-sized fighting force without leadership and or direction. What's going to happen with them and the equipment?" That's a huge discussion. I agree, Daryl. Said part of that earlier. There's multiple reports. Wall Street Journal has a piece that says that the Russian government has said that those Wagner troops who did not participate, meaning that he didn't take all of them off the battlefield apparently, did not participate in the march to Moscow, will be allowed the opportunity to sign contracts. That's the way they do it. Well, we do too, technically, I guess, enlistment contracts. But over there, you have what are known as conscripts and contracts soldiers. Conscripts are those that are basically drafted in, and they have to serve at least, I think it's 2 years. And by the time they finish their training and then, you know, slug it out on the battlefield in Ukraine for a while, they're done. Then there's the contract soldiers, the career ones. Those are the ones who sign on to stay past their two-year obligation. They're offering the opportunity now for thousands of Wagner Group soldiers to basically be able to contract and become careerists. That's a big deal for some of them, because some of them got out of jail to be Wagner soldiers. We'll see. But then the question remains, to your point, Daryl, what happens to the rest of them? We don't know yet. They pulled back from their march on Moscow. They retreated to what they referred to as deployment camps.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to be the status of those guys yet. But I cannot imagine they're going to be allowed to just melt away into the ranks. Although, you know what? If I was a Wagner guy and I watched Prigozhin, you know, get a special flight out of the country, I'd be saying, somebody loan me some civilian clothes. I need to get out of here. John from Brownsboro. He said, wasn't it a huge fight to strike gender and ethnicity questions from the job applications when they get their way to equality? They still aren't happy. They just changed their mind. Yes, that is exactly right. Oh, and John just texted, while I'm looking at this, a text message pops in. So to go back to your first question, John, yes, you are correct. We had to remove gender and ethnicity questions from job applications, but we have to add race back into redistricting. It's crazy. He also says, did the rest of the Wagner group head back to Ukraine? Some did. Everyone focuses on the leader's disappearance, but all I've heard was they turned back. Yes, that's correct. Mike from Harvest. Phil, when has our intel community not been surprised by world events in the last 10 years? Sad to say, you are correct, sir. Jenny from Decatur. We have a daughter living in Perry County. She says Terry Sewell has done nothing for them, so she must be taking care of herself. Well, there's that. Don't get caught in the trap, though, Jenny, of saying you have to see their face to know they're working. I used to have people when I was a state senator, and I had four counties. You ain't never been here? I said, I was here yesterday. Well, I didn't see you. What does that mean to me? So, just don't get caught up in that trap. I got about a minute and a half, and I see I got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, man?
Off work. One thing about, you're talking about the Wagner Group marching on Moscow. I think you may be closer than you think. We may have to have our people march on Washington eventually. Whenever it becomes that bad.
Let's hope not, but I guarantee you they won't be near as armed as the Wagner Group were. Those guys had a division, man. They were armed up. Armored vehicles, tanks, the whole deal.
Oh, well, I mean, most of our military is conservative, I think, so far. So it may be more military than you think. So, But the thing about it is, on this redistricting stuff.
Yeah.
Are they including in all minorities or just black minority?
Right now, my understanding is the plaintiffs were dealing with it from a black minority standpoint, and I don't know that the Voting Rights Act of 65 did much more than that. It's a great question. I mean, I don't know that we have a huge Hispanic population that you can actually assign geographic areas to. There's little enclaves of, Hispanic majorities, perhaps in a small community here and there. But nothing like Alabama having a 24% or 27% black population overall.
But yeah, I mean, in the census they count everyone. So whether you're a legal alien or not, if you put down you're Hispanic and here in the country, they counted you. So that's what I was wondering about the, you got all this rural. Basically, a lot of Hispanics in Alabama would be rural farm workers.
Well,
I
agree, man. But again, how do you find a way to correlate all that into geographic districts? But hey, brother, my music's playing, man. That means my sermon's about up for this round. Oh, he's gone already? All right, Jeff from Indiana, appreciate you, man. Stay safe on the road. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. I'm about to make you mad. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Now I'm talking about we cover some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be Alabama. And I mean we send our signal way, way, way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, I got to tell you before we go any further, ZLA Solutions, I was talking to them this morning. I say that a lot. It's because they're friends of mine, and they are good at what they do. And the fact that they are friends of mine does not in any way prejudice me. I have seen the examples of their work, y'all. And I mean, literally, they're out there making a difference in helping businesses get better. That's what they do. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We make it better. That's their mission in life. And they do a lot of things for businesses, but one of the things they do, and they do as their bread and butter, is help with staffing. So if you're looking for folks, ZLA Solutions, they can help you with the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can find you the one or two hard-to-find type, you know, highly skilled employees, or they can find you a whole shift of workers at entry level. It doesn't matter. It can be in the automotive sector. It can be in service industry. It can be in hospitals. They do all of it. They got all kinds of big-name clients all over North Alabama that they're helping with and really beyond. So check them out. If you need people, they are there to help you. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, prepare to get mad. And I don't mean that lightly. I mean, this is one of the stories I saw. The headline alone just ticked me off. And it's folks, listen, there is a sort of a rabid sense out there right now. The liberal progressive left is not just liberal progressive. Sometimes I'm just seeing just flat out evil in what they're doing. Like the next story I'm about to tell you. So I titled this part of the Triple Dipper, I just titled it Madness. And Charlene and I were even talking this morning, is madness a good enough word? And I don't know that it is. She was saying that word doesn't do it justice. And I said, well, you're probably right. What do I call it? Maybe I call it deviance. Maybe I call it, just call it evil. Anyway, madness is still on my sheet, so that's what I'm going with. But the reality is this. This first story kicks off a series of stories that'll just make you mad when you hear about it because you're thinking, why would they? But this one's the worst, and I'm going to go first. I could have pulled this from a variety of sources. I just chose Fox News because that's where I saw it the first, but I found it already on Daily Wire, Daily Caller, Red State. They're all carrying it. Here's the headline. New York City drag marchers chant, "We're coming for your children," during the Pride event. I've even done, Boomer, how long has it been? I've done a dipper on this not so long ago where I called it, "They're coming for your children."
Oh, yeah. Was it last week or the week before?
It was last week.
Yeah.
I think I called it "Back Off Our Children." That's what it was.
Back Off Our Children.
Mm. Yep. So you saw this headline?
Oh, yes. Infuriating.
Yeah. Madness. And I don't even want to. I mean, this is not like a jackassery thing. This is sick. So yeah, LGBTQ activists at New York City's annual drag queen parade. Why is there a drag queen parade? Anyway, at New York City's annual drag queen parade, chanted, "We're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children." That was their chant as they marched down the street in drag. We're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children. Now, I will say this. I know for a fact that probably a large swath of what I would just call loosely the gay community does not appreciate this one bit. There's organizations out there called like Gays Against Groomers that are actively saying, shut this down. Stop it. Stop pursuing kids. That is not fair game. But I'm telling you, there's a different level of activity right now. Have you noticed it? You can almost sense it in the air. It's like, I mean, call it spiritual warfare, call it what you want, but the reality is there is a sense right now that there is a heightened level of evil activity designed to go after our kids, designed to change our culture, designed to attack our civil liberties, designed to shut down our voices, and it's getting to the point that it's like they're scratching and clawing to grab everything they can because maybe they realize they've got a limited time frame to work in. We're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children. The group of hundreds of drag queens and other members of the LGBTQ community marched through New York City's Tompkins Square Park. The drag march parade kicked off New York City's Pride Weekend. They got a whole weekend. Pride Weekend, which marks the anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall riots, which was a major moment in success of gay rights. It's not about gay rights anymore. It's not about that at all. The whole notion that this is about gay rights is a farce. At some point in the past, perhaps they marched because they wanted people to know that they were people and they had a right to exist. Okay, I get it. Maybe they wanted people to stop raiding bars to arrest them for being gay. I guess I could see that. This is different. "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children" has nothing to do with gay rights. Nothing at all. This is sickness. Members of the radical LGBTQ Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence could also be seen throughout the Friday event. Let me describe those people to you. They dress up in lampoonish costumes as so-called nuns. They're men in drag, pretending to be Christian nuns, wearing upside-down crucifixes, mocking Christianity, especially Catholicism. Y'all, one of the things that they like to do is pole dance. They do what they call ceremonies, and they like to say things like, "Go ye therefore and sin some more." That's one of their favorite phrases. And then they do pole dances on a cross. This is not normal. This is not only a mental illness, this is a depravity. This is stepping out there and not just saying, "We deserve to have rights too." No, that's not what it's saying. You're saying you want my kids, and you're going to get punched in the mouth. You're saying you're going to take my faith, and you're going to mock my Lord by doing a naked pole dance with a cross? Tell me why that means anything to do with gay rights. And it doesn't. It's madness. And that's just the first story in the line. God almighty. Oh, bless the Lord. So the end result is this. That story about the boomer, we got the resources up like usual, I guess. So if you want to see these stories, like if you're saying, "Phil, where is that story? I got to find that one. I want to send that to somebody." You can go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the live stream page. And on live stream, you'll see the video, you'll see the audio links, and then you've also got a button that says resources. Every time you hear me rattle the paper to include the one titled "New York City Drag Marchers Chant, We're Coming for Your Children." Every single time you hear me do that, all the links for every story I reference are up there where you can see them. And go read the story. You can find it on any number of sites, but we've got it on ours too, rightsideradio.org. Ronnie from Athens says, "I would love there to be there on Judgment Day when all of them have to go before the Lord." We will be. Badger from Athens. "Sounds like a great declaration of war. Makes them fair game. Come for our kids and find out, man." Kelly from Hamilton says it's called Satan. I would agree. JT from Lacey Springs, "I would consider the chant as a profile assault." Okay. Leanne from Huntsville, "Infinite evil. We as a nation are allowing them to open the wrong door." I agree. There's no reason why that has to be okay. It's not. Anybody who tells you, "Well, they have a right to their freedom of speech," yes, they do. And if they try to act on that speech and come after one of our kids, they're going to get what's coming to them. Teresa from Town Creek, "They are coming for our children. When they stand before God, I want a front row seat," she says. And then Patrick from Grove Oak says, "I'll repeat this about the drag march, a quote from the Reverend Billy Ray Collins, yada, yada, yada. He says, everyone is free to choose to go to hell any way they want." Wow. That's legit. All right, hey, listen, I'm gonna move to a different story, but take that one for what it's worth. It's real, it's madness, it is absolute madness, and there is if you see anybody defending that, they can defend it from a free speech standpoint only. There is nothing about saying we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children that has anything to do with gay rights, nothing at all. They're allowed a free speech right; they can say those things out loud. The minute they begin to move towards it, it's game on. Here's one that I find maddening, although nothing like the level of what I just read. So Randy Weingarten, yes, I am changing gears here, but I'm still in madness. Randy Weingarten, there is nobody who has done more to harm education in this nation, perhaps as one single person, than Randy Weingarten. She is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, one of the largest teachers unions in the nation. Under her direction, they fought schools reopening in COVID. They have driven kids into positions of being way behind where they should be educationally. They have done things like help coordinate with the FBI to call out parents who speak at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. They have been in the mix when they have things like, oh, I don't know, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky keeping school restrictions tight Oh, by the way, coordinating with Randy Weingarten's office in doing so. Randy Weingarten has just been appointed by the Biden administration to join the Homeland Security Academic Partnership Council. There is no way in the world that someone can look at that and go, here's one that won't cause any ripples of discontent. here's one that there ain't nobody going to say nothing about. Tell you what, let's find, a smooth and uncomplicated character and appoint her to a position where we can ask for her advice because she's so well-versed. Nah, screw that. Let's go ahead and find Randy Weingarten and make everybody mad. I mean, even liberals look at this and go, what's she doing up there? What does she bring to the fray? Pray tell, what does she add? Many conservatives were quick to criticize, according to the story here on Daily Wire. Many conservatives quick to criticize the appointment of Weingarten, with Senator Rick Scott saying that she's the last person who should be advising anyone on school safety. Yeah. That's madness right there. Taking the head of the teachers union, who has done more to harm our kids educationally than perhaps anybody else in the nation, and saying, hey, we're going to put her in there with Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from Department of Homeland Security and let her advise as a cabinet-appointed position. Awesome. Boomer, what'd you say?
I just said that's so dumb.
It's dumb. It's madness.
It's madness.
It's madness. Take me to a break, man. I got to have my blood pressure got to calm down. I'm going to do some breathing techniques over here in the corner. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Hey, by the way, when we come back, more madness. Because what are they going to do to tax people with electric vehicles? I'll tell you. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, by the way, if you hear the ads playing, you know, during the break, you might want to know this. That's how Right Side Radio sustains itself, in part. We are a business unto ourselves, syndicated across the northern half of the state, but the stations that we are playing on don't own us. We own our content. And like any other business, we have to sustain operations. One of the ways we do that, like I said, is advertising. So if you hear this show and you're thinking, man, those guys got it going on. Phil and Boomer in there every day, hashing out the conservative views, talking about things I care about. I want to advertise my business on there. Well, we'd love to talk to you. And the way it works is you don't call the station. You have to call us. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And you'll find a pass on there, a little tab on there that says advertising and contact. Click on it. Send us a message. We will be in touch. Just signed up a brand new client that we'll have on the air here very shortly, a large chain of medical clinics. Looking forward to getting them in the hopper. But anyway, that's how you do it. Rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising tab. Send us a message. We'd love to have you on the team. Looking over here at the text messages, like they're just like going boom. Phil, calm down. Just think about the Hunter Biden sweetheart deal and you let your blood pressure go back down, says Chris from Gadsden. That doesn't help me at all. TC from Priceville sends me some pictures. Says, here you go, Phil. Big, beautiful cross is up and looking over North Alabama. Next time you head north, stop by Priceville. I've seen it, brother. I drove past it not long ago. It is gorgeous. I wish it was closer to the interstate, but it's still gorgeous. And was it like 160 feet tall or something like that? I love the one with the sunset behind it, man. That's awesome. Thank you, sir. John from Huntsville. Boomer, since Phil assured me that you are not to blame for the technical difficulties, you get an A-plus for the day. Phil gets a B-plus for making me so mad when I was so happy. Also, while I was listening to Phil's Madness Dipper, I nearly got seriously injured in my junkyard pile, but I'm okay. Hang in there, John. I got more to make you mad. You ready? So here they are. All right. you've heard the deal about them, like Boomer, they're pushing us to electric vehicles, right? Like, I mean,
yes, that's all we hear about.
You and I are Jeep guys.
Yes, we are.
And our Jeeps aren't electric.
Nope.
And I don't plan on it.
No, I do not either.
And maybe I have range anxiety. Maybe I don't. Whatever. All I know is they're trying to force us to drive EVs, right?
Right.
Okay. You know how when you buy gas, you pay tax at the pump, right?
Right.
Gas tax then helps pave the roads, build the bridges.
Yep.
What happens when they push everybody to electric and they don't have to stop for gas? Are they still driving on the roads?
They're still driving on the roads. Are they going to charge for the electricity for the tax?
They're going to charge by the mile. This is madness.
What?
I'm showing him the
by
article.
By the mile?
Turn your camera on so they can see your face right now.
They're going to charge by the mile?
By the mile. I'm holding the article up to the paper.
Wow.
Up to the camera. Bam, right there. So this story, I pulled this one off of Fox News, but it's out there, man. This is the latest trend. Gas taxes have been used for more than a century for the purpose of maintaining roads. The problem that has developed is taxes are generating less each year due to inflation, fuel efficiency, and the rise of electric cars. States are experimenting with various ideas. One proposal gaining popularity would be to charge drivers by the mile instead of the gallon. Now, let me ask you a question on this.
All right.
Boom shakalaka. How do you propose they find out how many miles you've driven?
Ooh. Are they going to link into your car?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, indeed.
And they're going to ask Sydney.
It's Sydney. The AI.
The AI.
So there's no other way to do it.
No, they would have to link in, or when they plug it in, they're going to have some type of link. When they plug it in, it shows the mileage on their car.
Either way, they're monitoring you.
Right.
How far did you go this week? It appears you went 473 and a half miles in the last week. Pray tell, where did you go? That's none of your business. We need to know.
We need to know. That's, man.
I'm just.
They're just digging into your business.
This is madness.
Yes.
I mean, this is not just, now we're not just into forcing you towards electric vehicles. It says right here, in 2015, Oregon began a pilot program. Oregon. I'm looking at you because your family's from Oregon.
I know. My family's from there.
In 2015, Oregon began a pilot program charging motorists by the distance their vehicle travels rather than the gas it guzzles. To participate, drivers plug a device into their vehicle, and they create an account to capture mileage data. The federal government's about to pilot its own program, funded by $125 million from President Biden's infrastructure measure. So far, only three states, Oregon, Utah, and Virginia, are generating revenue from road usage charges. Hawaii will join them next. Four states, bud. Four states.
No, thank you.
Last year, Colorado began adding a 27-cent tax to any home deliveries from Amazon. That's how they're collecting it.
Man.
This is madness. The idea that I want somebody from the government tapped into my vehicle intentionally. No, thank you. I didn't even get into the Pentagon diversity issues. Or the IRS whistleblower, or the fact that Michigan is now criminalizing opinions.
Man, you got a whole thing right there.
We have to do Madness 2 days in a row and just make John mad.
Someone said you should do a new segment each Monday, Monday Madness.
Holy cow, we may be onto something. All right, you guys, listen, go home, catch your breath. It'll be good. We need more giant killers in the world. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then. Ruffians out there, you are listening to